Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Sandspence Radio, Australia's dumbest podcast network.
Hey, you handsome dickheads. Did you know it's been a year since we tarnished UK soil with our presence? And in celebration of that tarnishing, we've finally been able to salvage the audio from our Git Posh tour and piece together something coherent from all that footage we filmed and slap that all on a USB cassette tape that you can purchase right now from audiobooksontape.com. But that's not all, you beautiful human beings. If you use coupon code DICKHEAD at checkout, you get 10% off the whole damn thing. That's 21 brand new, never heard before unless you were there episodes and a heap of bonus video footage, like Jackson getting his head stuck in Brighton's cheeky chappy. So if that sounds like something you want to consume, just head to audiobooksontape.com and use coupon code DICKHEAD at checkout.
Hello and welcome to this week's episode of Plumbing the Death Star, where we ask the important questions like, who has the worst fictional upbringing?
So an upbringing we're defining as from birth to death. No, from birth till about the end of teenagehood, yeah?
Yeah.
Roughly upbringing.
I mean, people usually
describe... Could be birth till death.
I would say like a childhood.
Yeah, childhood usually teens.
I guess that's why you're being brought up. So yeah. No, you know what? Fair.
Yeah, most people don't call it an upbringing if...
I would say I was
being up.
I was brought up till about 18. Later.
Big adult baby.
Yeah. Yeah,
still being brought up
brought
now.
Up to this very moment,
to be honest.
It counts as upbringing until you pay your first bill. So, Jackson, that should be around 45.
Yeah, absolutely. Or never. I'll die and they'll be like, he was still a child even though I was 98. I lived long.
That's too long for you to live. Anyway, Anakin Skywalker.
Anakin Skywalker.
Okay.
Worst fictional upbringing by a significant margin.
Mm-hmm.
He had a mother who loved him, a father figure who was a gross fly.
He lived in a desert. That's cool.
Was a slave.
Got to live around jagged metal.
Had other slave friends.
Had other slave friends, was a pod racer, but was only a pod racer because it didn't matter if he died.
Yeah, it's crazy if you make that real world and it's like, this child is driving a rally car.
F1.
Yeah.
Man, that 10-year-old's fucking quick.
Wow.
And the only, like, part of the reason why they do that is like, Watto's like, if Watto wasn't...
Yeah.
Watto loves Shmi.
He loves Shmi.
Which is a very funny sentence.
Watto loves Shmi. He loves Shmi. You're not wrong.
By extension,
he must love Anakin.
Yeah. But he
Annie.
Also, yeah, he says that a lot.
My boy, Annie. Yeah.
I don't know why we've given him a Wario voice, but hey.
Well, that's good.
He doesn't whip Anakin. That's pretty good.
I'd say not whipping your child is sort of a neutral.
When Jedi are there.
Yeah.
When Jedi are there, he does let Anakin finish early because Anakin famously says, yippee!
Yeah.
Anakin seems happy.
Anakin doesn't know better.
Anakin loves his life.
Anakin hates his life.
Hey, it's crazy that they let Anakin pod race.
Yeah.
Is there anyone who's like, that is a boy, he will die?
Wasn't that the first one he kind of did it as a race?
Yeah.
Yeah.
From memory?
But it's like a car, basically.
So yes. Bobble would kill him.
Yes.
So Bobble would kill anyone, least of all a boy. It's amazing.
Given the opportunity, Sir Bobble would shoot Anakin in the head as a child with a blaster.
He'd strangle him with his weird backbeat.
You're both wrong. Anakin's about to accept the pod racing award, and then Sir Bobble floats on up to him, and then with his big horse mouth, eats Anakin's head, and then just walks away, and everyone's like, in a way, Sir Bobble won.
Well, just fly with his little X-wing and double tap R and a big jet flame.
That's right. Yeah. What a game.
Sabal was a dirty racer, the more I think about it.
Yeah. He's not a good
But Anakin's like upbringing is, well, obviously it begins on Tatooine.
Yes. Nailed it.
That's so good. Anyway.
Plumbing the Death Star's Star Wars knowledge is at such a low that you're like, Tatooine, is that right?
Fellas, what do you imagine I nearly called it?
Dantooine?
No.
No, Dagobah.
No, Tatooine. All right. So Anakin's raised on Tatooine. Yes. But that's like one part of his upbringing. Then he lives with those stuffy Jedis house or whatever.
Well, if you look at living on Tatooine, it's dry and it sucks. But is living on Tatooine as a boy, is it any different of just living on Tatooine?
No.
What's the downgrades of like...
The difference is you're a slave and then... Yeah. Yes, we haven't touched on the worst part of his slavery part, which I mean slavery very bad.
Yes.
But
Plumbing the Death Star, famously anti-slavery.
Hey, if you take one thing away from this, it is that we are anti-slavery.
Absolutely.
Yes. We are an anti-slavery podcast, remember that.
Yes.
So he doesn't know any better. He's raised as a child and Water loves him is as... I guess. Water loves Shmi.
That's all blame from this guy. Water loves him.
Water loves Shmi and Water loves Anakin. Watch The Phantom Menace.
But Water doesn't love Anakin enough not to give him away if he wins a pod race.
Oh,
and then keep Shmi as a slave.
Yeah, well, Water, I don't think...
you get separated from your mother.
Yeah.
You get taken away by strange men in cloaks after almost being killed for however long a pod race goes for. After, 2 hours.
Yeah, imagine being an orphan in the real world and you win a street race in a souped up car and then you're taken by some men in cloaks who are like, you got the right amount of bugs in your brain, kid.
In Watto's defense, though, he didn't think Anakin was going to win.
Yeah, in Watto's mind, this was a sure thing.
I'm going to keep my Shmi, keep my Anakin, and make some sweet Jedi bucks.
No, in Watto's head, he's like, I'm going to keep sad Shmi who witnesses her son die.
Yeah.
Obi-Wan, not Obi-Wan, the other one, Qui-Gon Jinn.
Yeah.
Leaves sad because he watched a kid die.
I'm just trying to work out the upbringing of some someone in Tatooine versus Anakin in Tatooine.
Well, Anakin has to pod race. Look, I get it, but I think Anakin, what makes him distinct is that he goes from that to living with the Jedi Council.
Yes.
Can you imagine being on that council when Qui-Gon's like, this boy is going to bring the balance to the Force? I'd be like, God damn it, Qui-Gon.
Why
you gotta stop doing this, dude.
It's also
every
like
every single kid he brings back.
Well, because it goes from bad desert times to bad Jedi times. Because being a child at the Jedi Academy can't be good.
Yeah,
I mean, you see a pretty extreme example of how it's not good in Revenge of the Sith.
I mean, look, if we look at like the end result of like a reflection of the upbringing, yes.
Okay,
and he didn't have a very good upbringing. Yes,
but so you get that where you're constantly. So he's gone from Watto, who cares for him. Probably doesn't love him, slave, et cetera, et cetera. Risks his life, gets taken by men in cloaks, gets put into a Jedi temple, which is basically just like becoming an altar boy.
That is true.
Except they're constantly telling him that he is too old and too garbage for everything he's doing and that he's a real risk.
Yeah.
But he does get to see space. He gets to fly his own ship.
That's
cool.
He gets
to build a friend.
He meets an angel.
Robot friend and meets an angel.
He does get to build his
angel?
Own friend.
Shut up.
Yeah. He meets his future wife maybe at the age of 10.
I would like to superimpose you 16. Into that scene, Dusha, in the background eating a banana. Shut up.
Shut up, Anakin.
We're in space, idiot. If angels existed, they wouldn't be called angels. They'd be like... fucking Star Wars word.
Yeah.
Idiot.
Aren't there like an actual angel race in now Star Wars to make that all make sense? Because
it would have to be. Kind of like how Han Solo starts talking about hell or whatever. He doesn't start talking about it. There's no scene where like, that's not a moon. And he's like, everybody be quiet. If you sin, your soul is bound for eternal damnation. Harrison, stop ad-libbing. This is not working.
His clause in Return of the Jedi was that either you kill me in Empire Strikes Back or I'm going to go on a big diatribe about hell and that's going to be canon.
Okay. Eventually, Anakin. Yes. Okay, this is more evidence about how bad my Star Wars knowledge is. Eventually, Anakin gets his arms and legs burnt off.
Yes.
Why?
Because he didn't have the higher ground.
He doesn't get his arms and legs burnt off. He gets his arms and legs cut off.
They fight in a volcano. Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Why are they there?
Do we have to really go through the plot of?
For what reason? This is my memory of those films. Anakin and Obi-Wan are having a good chat in an elevator. Scene missing. Anakin is burning.
What's the elevator conversation? What are they talking about?
He's like, hey, that was a pretty good mission. And Anakin's like, you're not wrong. Something to that effect.
Well, at this point...
Because there's no good missions in Revenge of the Sith.
It might happen in Attack of the Clones.
The movie opens with Anakin doing a bad thing where he beheads Count Dooku.
Yeah. He pushes Samuel L. Jackson out a window.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
I remember that scene too.
So at this point, at this point, he's married, or at least
secret married.
He's married to Palpatine.
He gets secret married to. You've given me bad brain. He gets secretly married to Padme at the end of Attack
Padme,
of the Clones.
They were both Ks.
He gets his arm cut off in episode 2 as well. Count Dooku cuts it off
at
in the lightsaber.
At that point, though, he's already grown up.
Yeah, he's an adult.
I think if you're being raised by an institution, you're still being brought up. He is being brought up till his arms and legs are burnt off, and Obi-Wan's like, I don't know why we did this, because Jackson doesn't know. Goodbye.
I would not say he's being brought up then, because at that point, he's basically got a job. It's like, he's graduated from police force,
If you're still a cop, you're still being brought up.
Well, I would say there's actually three upbringings for Anakin.
Okay.
He's got his Tatooine, or...
Tatooine.
Mm-hmm. So his Tatooine upbringing. Then he's got the Jedi Council upbringing when he's part of the academy. Then he gets a secret adult upbringing when he first becomes Darth Vader.
Oh, that's true. And Palpy.
Shelf Palpatine
is like, kill some kids.
So let's look at Anakin's father figures, because it's pretty funny.
Yeah.
It goes, Watto, Qui-Gon Jinn.
Okay, dead, so in brackets, deceased.
Deceased.
Yeah. So,
Sheev.
So, okay, so you're in Tatooine, and you're like, why is this gross fly man not drying out in the sun?
Yeah.
This sucks.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but again, I guess you got some friends in Tatooine. So
You leave them. One of them's Greedo, I think.
You get to build a boy. That's kind of nice.
Yeah, he makes C-3PO, yeah. I guess.
I mean, he's got some outlets. As an education and as a childhood goes, it's not terrible.
Because
he's got a place for his creativity.
Yeah.
C-3PO. It's basically a art and craft.
Yeah.
He can, once he's good with hands, and so he learns pod racing, he's good at mechanics, so he's learning
good
some
hand eye. That's
stuff.
True.
He's got a loving mother.
Mm-hmm.
So again, that's not too bad. And a father figure in Watto. And like, look, he's not the best father figure, but he's not the worst father figure.
Well, as Dusha famously said, Watto loves Shmi.
Watto loves Shmi. And by extension,
Anakin.
Sheev loves Anakin.
Yeah. It is rough that all of Anakin's parent figures don't love him for him.
No. Yeah.
No. Well, Watto is like, you see some dollar bills.
Yeah.
Then you've got
Qui-Gon,
who's Jesus boy.
Yeah, that's like if somebody gave me, like, baby Christ, and I was like, I gotta do something with this kid.
Well, that's another thing. Also, he gets told that he's immaculately conceived.
Mm.
That's gotta do some things to your brain.
The pause there was for, like, because I'm like, and? But no, you're right. Yeah. That in and of itself is bad.
Hey, Mom, where's Dad?
You don't have a father. I just one day got full of the Force in my tongue.
Yeah, that's, you know, angels? Because you do know angels. So you know the story of Christ? Yeah. It happened to me and you're Jesus.
Okay, hey, Mom, look, I am
but you're bad, Jesus.
Yeah. Oh, dang. Look, I am but a boy. You know what you could have said? Anything. Lie to me.
Anything
just,
else.
Like, look.
Oh, there's a few bad options. I fucked Watto. That's at number one of the worst answers.
At least then I've got a dad.
No! Imagine saying that whilst making food. Hey, where was I from? Oh, I fucked Watto. Oh, I got questions.
Yippee!
But you could be like, oh yes, he was, I don't know, some kind of imperial soldier.
Hey, Anakin, you're not old enough. You're like 5.
Or your dad is
He's 9.
Anakin, your dad's off in the war.
He's not my boy. Yeah, yeah.
Whatever. Any of me. Just lie.
Shut up.
Me, just lie.
You can shut up, child.
That's a good thing about having a kid. You can just tell him to shut up.
Or you'd be just like, you were a naughty boy and that's why you left. Real fuck him up.
Yeah.
Look, mine, not great advice. Yours, bad advice. is an anti-child abuse podcast
So that was Watto. Then we go Qui-Gon, and Qui-Gon is all like, puts him on a pedestal, thinks he's great, and then fucking dies.
Qui-Gon
an idiot.
Qui-Gon puts him in a Naboo starfighter and was like, stay there. And he's like, okay. And then he flies a starfighter into the Trade Federation ship, blows it up, comes back, Qui-Gon's dead. Does Anakin think he got punished?
Yes.
I think so.
I didn't listen to Qui-Gon and now Qui-Gon's dead.
Yeah, actually, like, here's a person who's giving me a lot of attention, and like, you don't know the terrible thing about, like, oh, look, he's the savior. He's like, this guy thinks I'm neat, and that's good.
Yeah, I got the right bugs in my brain.
Yeah, exactly. Heaps of them. You're not blaming him for abandoning your mother. So you're just like, oh yeah, he likes me. I'm a special boy.
Yeah.
He says to stay here, but I want to help. Yeah. Now he's dead, and I left, and that's my fault. I'm sorry.
And Obi-Wan is kind of more like an older brother figure for him, really. You know,
an uncle.
And Qui-Gon,
he's an uncle figure, which are few and far between.
Qui-Gon goes and says and visits Obi-Wan, right?
Yes.
And B's like, hey, I'm here, I'm a ghost. Yeah, he never goes and visits Anakin and be like, it's not your fault, I'm dead.
Yeah, because Qui-Gon's embarrassed by the whole thing.
Well, Qui-Gon going to visit Darth Vader and be like, it's not my fault, your dad and Darth Vader. It's not my fault, your dad, okay. It's not your fault, I'm dead. And then Darth Vader, this is not worth where it's going. Darth Vader is like, I wish it was. I'm bad now.
I mean, he could have come a little bit earlier, just saying.
Yeah, I choked on that entire sentence. It was not worth it.
We're here. Okay, cool.
We're here. We got there and hurt every step of the way.
Yeah, and then we got Obi-Wan, who's basically, you're right, he's an older brother that is like, I guess I'm raising the kid because dad's dead or ran out.
So. No wonder Anakin ran to Sheev.
Exactly.
And
then you got Sheev.
Sheev seems kindly. I get it.
He's got a bad face, though.
He does.
He didn't initially. He had a kind of handsome
face. But he tells great stories about so-and-so the wise.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Darth Plagueis the wise.
Darth Plagueis or whatever.
And Anakin doesn't push Mace Windu out a window. He cuts off his hands.
Yeah. Well,
Mace Windu falls out a window.
Yes.
Exactly.
Can't wait to find out that George Lucas has heard this and is just like...
Yeah, I'm doing re-edits. I'm doing the Jackson Bailey re-edits of The Phantom Menace.
In an elevator. Yeah, that was a good mission.
Anakin!
You are the Anakin!
I have the higher ground! You're the chosen one. You're meant to bring balance to the Force, not fuck it.
Chosen about what?
What?
Hi, Jackson Bailey here. Confused audience member.
Yeah.
What are you doing here?
Why are we here? It's hot. Why are we fighting on a hot planet?
The film has an effect where it looks like I'm tearing out of the screen at the cinema. Why are you watching this? What's happening?
Turns out it's not an effect. You ask.
I got lost backstage.
Backstage at the cinema.
And yeah, I guess it's not a great... Because no one ever teaches him anything good.
No, it's kind of no wonder that Anakin ended up the way he did. Like,
yeah, he was manipulated pretty much from every... Even like Qui-Gon Jinn. Manipulate the situation so that he could be separated from his mom.
Yeah.
Qui-Gon's a piece of shit.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's Qui-Gon's.
We've established that.
He's the worst Jedi. I'll say it.
That's a big and bold claim. Kit Fisto,
I don't know. Anakin Skywalker killing younglings.
Hey, he was Qui-Gon at that point. Kit Fisto rules.
Yeah, Kit Fisto's amazing.
He's dead.
Yeah.
Oh, that's sad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who else is a Jedi that you might hate?
Yoda.
Yeah, was Yoda a good father figure to Anakin? Yoda did he barely kind of ignore him.
Yeah,
Anakin. Yoda is a bad father figure to everyone who has like attempted to be raised by Yoda.
Yes,
he's bad at giving advice. He's bad at his job.
He is very terrible at his job.
But damn, Dusha does a good Yoda impression.
Under Yoda's watch, a lot of people died. Like, a lot of kids died.
Mm-hmm.
He should be fired from
that. I hope that if they were like, Yoda, those kids died, he's like, little I am.
Nothing to do, I could. I am a kid.
I could nothing to do. Yoda, talk normal.
Talk normally, I cannot.
It pleases me so much that your Yoda impression begins with the noise Yoda would make eating delicious spaghetti.
Yeah.
Like, if you're like, try it. It's good.
It's always giving bad and wrong advice.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I guess there's no one. Anakin had a pretty.
Yeah, look, wasn't great. Wasn't ideal. Yeah.
So. How many dads out of five are we giving this?
Absent dads?
Yeah.
How many absent dads?
Absent dads. So that's our rating for today, as decided by me on the spot. Yeah. How many absent dads out of five? Five out of five absent dads being the worst upbringing.
Mm.
One out of five absent dads being...
I would say it's pretty bad. Like 3.5 absent dads. Mm. You know.
3.5 absent dads?
I would go with almost 4 absent dads.
Yeah, yeah,
four
yeah. Dads. We've started strong on the absent dad
pretty
front.
Bad.
It's okay. Really hard not to say absent dab. Absent dab.
Well, that was a dab. An absent dab is more like absent dab.
Nothing.
Insert dab here.
Okay, well, I'm going to choose Daniel Witwicky from the Transformers animated movie and series.
My favorite thing that I just learned then is that Witwicky as a surname in the Michael Bay ones wasn't pulled out of Michael Bay's art.
Yeah.
That rolls.
Well, his name's Sam Witwicky in
there. Yeah, but Witwicky.
There's so many Witwickies. There's a lot of Witwickies.
Oh, isn't it a big thing in the Michael Bay one that Witwicky is like Destiny or some shit?
I know that Witwicky dies. It rolls in either the second Mark Wahlberg Transformers or the first Mark Wahlberg Transformers. They show this thing of all the Transformers secret society people that have died recently or in history, and one of them is Shia LaBeouf. Sam Witwicky canonically dies in the Transformers movies. That's the fucking best.
Rest in peace.
He did so well. So Daniel Witwicky, he's either the son of Spike Witwicky or sometimes Buster Witwicky. The animated series is unclear. Like to change things.
That rolls.
Yes, Buster and Spike are names that they went with. Look, the 80s were a bit rad.
Yeah. Spike Witwicky
and
Buster Witwicky.
Yeah, that was Spike's brother, Buster.
If we...
You have kids and you're like, I'm going to name this one Spike and that one Buster.
I want my kids to rollerblade only.
And fight with hockey sticks.
So that we Spike and Buster or I won't have them.
Yeah.
And then they're going to have a son. One of them will have a son, Daniel.
One of them, I don't know who. Yeah, Daniel. Daniel do.
Yeah.
Daniel. Really? Spike Daniel. Okay, cool.
Spike Buster Daniel.
Yeah.
So what's so bad about his upbringing?
Well, okay, first
apart
off.
Apart from having a bad name and not sure who his dad is.
So he knows exactly who his dad is. Well, he doesn't actually. We'll go with Spike.
Okay.
So in the animated film, like the 82 or 84 one.
Mm-hmm.
So Spike, his dad, is currently just on like a moon near Cybertron. So his dad's chuffed off.
To Cybertron.
Yeah.
A human man.
Yep.
Every door would be so big for him. That's crazy. He'd get lost in a coffee mug.
You've gone too big now.
He'd get lost in the rug of a Cybertronian.
How good is it to think about being small and Cybertron?
Except it'd all be Transformers mugs and it would be a guy or whatever.
You'd have a scooch.
I wanted a drink out of you.
Yeah, I was coughing in my lap.
But the coffee's a guy. It sucks to be a Transformer.
Everything's just a fucking guy.
Why is this dad on the moon? What did he go for?
He's doing some like bullshit with jazz, I think.
Jazz?
It's the notes you don't play.
That's true.
Son, I've gone to the moon to record my new album. You just need those vibes.
I need to get as close to the action as possible to record it.
Exactly.
The best music is made lunarly.
It's always on Cybertron on that moon. Moonbase 1.
The best music is made under high pressure.
It's true.
Exactly. But no, he's just there monitoring Cybertron. Because I think at that point, I think the Decepticons are like... in charge for a bit.
Okay.
So anyway, so his dad's shoofed off, and now he's being raised by Autobots, and only Autobots.
That's a mistake. They're machines. Yeah.
They are machines. And then he's got like his best friends with Hot Rod, who's just a bit of a dickhead.
Don't be best friends with a car. Simple as that.
As simple as that.
Yeah, they always say man's best friend. It's a dog.
No, it's a sweet...
It's a car.
How old is Witwicky?
Like, he's got to be about 10 or 12.
Oh, no, that's puberty age.
That's young.
Transformers don't know about my changing body.
No.
Excuse me, Mr. Hot Rod, my dick has hair now.
So he's being raised by these Autobots. And then, like, finally Optimus Prime comes and graces them with his presence. Because, like, oh my God, Optimus Prime is back. He's getting attacked by
the Decepticons. I know where this is going.
He's like, Optimus Prime, basically our Jesus figure, the hero.
The Anakin of this story.
The Anakin of the story. He's going to be so cool. He has a sweet fight with Megatron.
Mm.
Yeah.
And then he dies, and then he's got to watch him turn like black and white and die. He's got to watch a truck die. The father figure to all Autobots and every child born in the 80s, me included, we have to watch him die.
It sucks that that kid will grow up like not ever trusting a car, you know?
Or anything.
Yeah, like
anything machinery can be anything.
It could all be people. Yeah. And you know that they're people, the car's capable of death.
Hey, in the 70s, we had to struggle with the fact that Soylent Green is people, but now it's machines are people.
Cars are people.
Cars are people. Everybody! Stop driving!
Don't go inside the car! And so it's got to witness, like, you know, Optimus Prime, the best of us.
Yeah.
Die, and that's got to be just heartbreaking.
Mm.
And then he's got to go on this like wacky adventure to space, which is kind of cool. Get his own Transformer suit so he can become a car for a bit.
This rules. I've turned. I like this.
Yeah, watching Optimus Prime die, though, that's like a big thing. Because, like, imagine you're at the event where you're at the crucifixion.
Yeah. Yes! Finally! My time travel machine worked.
Let me huck a stone.
On the cross. You're like, hey, is that you, Jesus?
Which one of you is Jesus? Oh my God, there's a lot of you.
No, there's two of them.
There's three.
There's three at least.
There's three on the cross, but I'm pretty sure two of them are both called Jesus.
Oh no. I feel like it's a sea of crucifixes. I know as much about...
I'm pretty sure there's good Jesus and bad Jesus.
Which one of you is the good one?
I just think that's just wrong.
No, it's not the same person.
Isn't one of them Saint Dumas?
No, there's two. My understanding...
Are you thinking of Barabbas or whatever his name is?
Maybe the one that they're like, hey.
Free Barabbas?
Yeah. I thought his name was also Jesus.
No.
They were like, hey, we're going to nail someone to the cross.
I see. Australian Catholic upbringing is doing us wonders.
Yeah. Hey, there's this guy on the cross, and everyone used to love him, but now you hate him. And there's this guy who's a real piece of shit.
Yeah.
We're going to let one down.
Let the piece of shit down.
Yeah, they're like, yeah, Barabbas or bad Jesus.
Let bad Jesus.
That was before the cross. It was just two criminals.
How good is it to imagine getting to the crucifixion and it's like a sea of crucifixes and you push one and it dominoes? Oh, no! And I get back in my time machine and flee.
Wait,
this shouldn't have any problems.
Was it not even on the cross?
It was with Pontius Pilate. Okay, now I know my.
But who's Saint Dumas?
It's because he's like one.
No. Oh, Deuteronomy, the cat. It's a cat from Cats.
Fuck, now I've got to remember Bible studies. Oh, I hate this.
That cat is the devil, but also maybe an angel.
It sends someone to heaven.
It sends the old cat to heaven.
There's two dickheads next to the old mate, and old mate's like, one of them guys like, hey, your dad's fucking God.
Save us.
And he's like, you're shit or whatever. And the other guy's like, don't worry, we deserve to be up here. That guy goes to heaven, that guy goes to hell, I think.
Hey. Maybe.
That rolls.
I've been thinking about upbringings.
So. Yes.
Is
a little bit of a side journey.
It's really got me thinking. Jesus' upbringing, not great.
It was all right.
Yeah.
Same problem as Anakin.
He got a whole bunch of frankincense, myrrh, and gold.
Yes. Yep. What does a baby do with those?
Eats, puts it in mouth, and rubs on self.
Yeah.
Okay.
Golden
Actually,
baby.
I guess we don't know much about Jesus as like a little. Wee lad.
He has that moment where he's in like the temples and he's sort of like starts talking to scripture as a wee lad and then suddenly he's 30. Jeez. Suddenly 30.
Oh, no.
And now a quick word from our sponsor.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
But while I have you here, have you heard of our sister podcast, Shut Up a Second? I'm not in it, so already we're off to a great start. Jackson hosts it, and it's just comedy without the pretense of pop culture garbage. So if you're tired of us talking about a Star Wars, a current Avenger, or that Harry Potpot bloke, why not check out Shut Up a Second? There's currently almost 300 episodes of pure, unadulterated nonsense available on iTunes or directly from our website, sanspantsradio.com.
Jesus has the same problem that I have with Star Wars. Jesus in an elevator having a conversation.
As
and
a
he's
baby.
On the cross. You were the chosen one. But he has the high ground.
I was good Jesus. You freed bad Jesus. Oh no, when he was on the cross, some guy was like, I shouldn't be up here with him. He's better than me or whatever.
Maybe. Yeah. I don't know. I wasn't there.
Well, that's your dream though. One day you will
be there. One day we'll get
one
that
day
time
go.
So back to Daniel.
Keep telling us about Daniel Woodweaker.
So he gets a little exo suit that he can turn into a car for a bit. Mm-hmm. That's kind of rad, right?
That's bad because then you have been a car. Not only do you think all cars could be people.
All people could be cars.
I could become a car. Which is kind of. Then he goes off into space. That's some kind of space
being
adventures.
A car
kind of cool.
Can't feel good. It feels sick.
Maybe it's like a mech suit. So maybe
okay.
It's
so
good,
does it right? transform?
It transforms, yes, but there's like a little dome bubble he can see out of.
Oh, that's heinous.
So he's kind of like looking up to the sky, almost like a pig looking up
that
to the heavens.
That is the worst thing you've ever made me imagine.
I've become a car! I'm a car!
I'm how like, does it not break
like a mech
his spine?
Suit, right? Like a robot suit. And then like, he'll hit transform and then he'll like crouch into like a car.
Oh, no!
And then just zip around.
He must cramp all the time.
Oh, heaps. So then he goes into space, and then like his good friend, he's like, I guess he's absent father figure, Hot Rod, becomes like the new, gets the Matrix of Leadership.
Sure.
And becomes
the Matrix of Leadership.
Yeah. I'm there.
He gets that, opens it up, and becomes Rodimus Prime, but now becomes leader of the Autobot,
Rodimus
full of responsibilities.
Prime.
And so he doesn't have time for Daniel.
Oh, I thought you meant Daniel became Rodimus.
Nah.
Well, let's
take a brief moment to explore becoming a man whilst the Transformers are there to help you out.
Yes.
Let's role play.
Okay.
Who would you like me to be?
I'll be Witwicky.
Okay.
You can be Optimus Prime. You can be Rodimus
I'm back
Prime.
From the dead.
I'm Rodimus Prime. I have the Matrix of Leadership.
Hey, Transformer dads.
Rad, though.
Listen to me.
Rodimus Prime?
You Rodimus Prime. Can I be RC?
Okay.
Some kind of like female figure there.
Great.
Yes.
I jizzed the bed.
What is you, jizz?
What is this? Oh no.
I'll show you.
Is that an oil?
No, I jizzed it out of my penis.
Your what?
What's a penis?
I'll show you.
Hey, this is bad.
I have this. What do I? What's going on? Can you read a book and help me?
What is this?
I'm a car and I'm driving away.
Come back, Rodimus Prime.
I also transform into a motorbike and run away.
Ah, see, I need help.
I'm going to go over and jump.
I'll be Grimlock.
Me, Grimlock.
Grimlock,
yes?
I'm going through puberty, as every boy must.
I transform into a Tyrannosaurus Rex and run away.
Come back, Grimlock.
I'm Optimus, Optimus, not Prime, what's his name?
I don't know,
the one that turns into a gorilla. Anyway, I'm that one.
That's Optimus Prime.
Optimus Primate.
Yeah. Optimus, yeah, I don't know, I thought
something
he had a
like that.
Name. Anyway,
Prime
I'm that one.
Hey, I'm becoming a man and getting
I'm
hair and strange.
I'm turning into a gorilla and I'm running away.
Come back, hey, Prime Optimus Prime.
I'll be blue. Hey, what's going on?
Hello, I'm becoming
I've already at the door.
No.
I've turned into a car.
I wish someone would
off.
Help me with this train.
I'm Megatron.
Hello, Megatron. I'm becoming a man.
I hit you with my sword, killing you.
Oh, no. If maybe I'd had not frightened away my Transformer parents with my puberty, I would have lived.
That felt like a weird moral story.
Yeah, look.
Okay, so no good. Okay, is no the takeaway there?
Yeah, I just feel because there's no other like humans around him. At
yes,
least
it's bad.
Humanoids.
Mm.
Some of them, yes, were like, he's humanoid.
Yeah,
is he?
If you go through puberty, Watto is going to be like, I don't know. And then
where's your egg sack?
Yeah, he's going to shit eggs out of his flaps or whatever.
Watto is horrible to like
behold.
Imagine
to touch. To imagine going through puberty.
Yeah.
To imagine any of his stages of life.
He is like
imagine
okay.
him shaving. Hey. No, in episode 3, he's like there with a beard or whatever. Now imagine Watto shaving. Be clean shaven.
Well, Watto kind of feels like
shaving a toad.
So, like, Watto kind of feels like it goes Bob Hoskins, Wario, Watto. Like, that's the evolution.
That's that, yeah, absolutely. Hey, can you imagine Watto searching? So he's got like a punnet of eggs.
Yeah.
Punnet?
Yeah,
a carton of eggs. Yep. And he's searching them to see which ones are the good ones. And his gross nose is like. And he can tell, and he eats the eggs whole. That's Watto.
Just imagine the eggs are soft.
Yeah, and
if you leave an egg in vinegar overnight.
Eat my soft eggs, yeah. Vinegary.
Ugh, hate that.
Yeah.
So I think being raised by cars.
Little orphan Annie. Wait, does he ever call him that? Probably not.
No.
Little Annie. Annie.
Yeah.
The sun will come out tomorrow. Bet your body. I don't know if that's from the musical.
The suns will come out tomorrow.
That's right. Being raised by trucks, it's no good.
Yeah.
It treats you very poorly, and you don't end up a normal, well-adjusted human.
Because like, even if you're like, oh yes, I'm around like cars a lot, I can become maybe a mechanic in my later. No.
You've
been around Autobots. They're dudes.
You don't know what's under a car, like a regular car. You don't know what's inside them. They don't have the same feelings as you.
You wouldn't even know how to drive. You just hop into a car and be like, cool.
Oh, my old car was a guy.
Hey, buddy, why aren't you moving? Buddy?
You know,
and then you tap it and you'd be like, oh no, I'm inside a dead
I'm in a corpse!
And then you'd have an existential crisis and remember Optimus Prime dying.
But Optimus Prime goes black and white. So if you're getting into a car and it's not black and white, you'd assume that it's just being rude.
Wait, I've never seen this. So Optimus Prime dies, and like a bug, the color drains from him.
And he goes black and
white. Does he go crispy, and if you touch him, he just becomes ash?
No one touches him.
Someone
I
should.
I want to say yes.
Someone should.
But yeah. And I think you would be in like, oh no, I'm in either the... Some like this Transformer has died, or like, oh no, they're dying, and then you got to try and give a car CPR.
You
were sucked on an exhaust pipe.
That's not how I would give a car CPR.
That's how you get
like,
out of car.
That old man is dying. Turn him around. I got to give CPR.
This will wake him up.
Oh wait, there is like historical evidence, so that's where blowing smoke up your ass.
Well, there you go.
You're not wrong.
Douche just sucking on that tailpipe's gonna wake up from his Prime up quick smart.
Look, you're about as smart as we were in the 1800s.
Whilst watching Optimus Prime dying and Witwicky crying over his body, and you just hear like a please stop blowing into his tailpipe. I gotta bring him back to life.
Imagine it worked. So what kills Optimus Prime? Because I also
Megatron.
Does like Megatron also die? Is it the classic?
Well, what happens is it's so there's a fight and they both kind of injure each other. And
for
like,
all those 90s kids out there that don't give a shit.
It's cool
about
that we're getting a recap of Phantom Menace
and a recap of
Transformers. That's great.
And so yes. Let's not forget also we're going to recap Bible. Of the crucifixion of Jesus Christ.
Only 90s kids remember.
Only 90s kids remember. So yeah, they have a fight with Stan Bush's You Got the Touch. And they're both fighting each other. They've got like a bomby knocker and like a sword, and they like stab each other, but it's all energized.
Sure.
Optimus Prime gets mortally wounded, but all the Decepticons fuck off. And as Megatron's like, I'm dying, Starscream's like, out the astro space jet. And then, you know, what's his name? Unicron picks him up and he's like, you're going to be a new lad.
That sounds too complicated for my child brain.
Hades ruled.
So it's similar to the Doomsday Superman thing where they both die, but then there's a different ending because Doomsday isn't brought back by
a planet.
Superman god.
Yeah.
To be like, you are now.
You're Superman now, basically.
A different guy.
Yeah, you're now a different guy.
And alive.
Do you reckon that.
Gun arm.
Donnie Witwicky or whatever his name is will ever leave the Transformers to live. Like, is he going to get a job?
Well, no. What kind of job will looking after Transformers prepare you for?
Just
mechanic.
Looking after Transformers.
Yeah, no, but not mechanic, because you'd look under a car and be like, where's the guts?
Where's your Autobot peen?
But, like, what I mean is that, like, is he going to ever live a life? You know what I mean?
Well, this is why every single Witwicky seems to be like, a lackey of the Transformers, because like I have no other skills.
Well, at least
I guess we're going to be the lackey.
At least
of
in the Michael Bay films, they explore the fact that Sam Witwicky has no career options. He's always broke and he's always looking for
and
work.
He hates the Transformers. Yeah,
it's kind of great that in those movies, Sam Witwicky's like, "You ruined my life." But he always.
My mom thinks I'm having a wank because of you.
You have human balls. They don't have human balls, but they have like truck balls.
Yeah, yeah.
Do they?
Yeah. The Transformers.
And Bumblebee pisses on the annoying FBI guy or whatever. Mm. But that's crazy because he's a dude. Like, he knows what he's doing. Mm. Imagine knowing a guy that just happily pissed on authority. That's intense.
Maybe the Michael Bay movies are the classics for a reason.
Maybe they are. Okay, so how many absent stepdads we're given Daniel?
It's pretty rough, but it's like otherworldly rough. Yeah. I can't conceive being raised by
cars.
I'm
going to have to go 2.5 absent dads, I feel.
I think I'm going to go 3 because it's bad, but I don't think we have the science to find out how.
I think that it's so bad at points that it becomes ridiculous and you're like descending. Sensitized.
Yeah,
because I think when he gets to like his mid-20s, he's just going to be like, I don't know what I can do, but I know I can become a car. And then he's just going to be like,
and then
a
career
race
opportunity,
car.
Uber driver.
Yeah, well, I was just thinking, imagine
he's a
sad.
He's 5 stars.
Imagine a sad Transformers.
My car was a fella, 5 stars.
Hey, I'm just going to get there. Okay.
It's
yeah.
So sad to imagine slamming that Uber sticker over the Autobot sticker in the back of the car.
Oh, poor Daniel.
Like, all the other Transformers leave except Daniel and Bumblebee or whoever his car was, and they just...
Wheelie or whatever.
Wheelie, and they just drive together. Oh, that's tragic.
Oh, that is so...
Okay,
yeah,
so
look.
Shall we settle on three absent dads?
Yeah, 3 absent dads and just sad.
Yeah.
And
okay.
Like an extra sad dad, you know?
Well, I'm picking Indominus Rex from Jurassic World.
Oh, brave, not a guy.
The genetic dinosaur created by InGen to amuse the park goers.
Yes.
I'm aware.
So, Jackson, for anyone who isn't aware, which is not us, because we're big Jurassic Park heads.
I'll give a recap of Jurassic Park World. So,
yes.
So, they've opened the park, but they don't want to just sell regular dinosaurs, because who cares?
Yep.
So, instead, what they're doing is they create a new dinosaur out of other dinosaur bits.
Yep.
They're like, this dinosaur will be the greatest attraction ever. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. It's violent. It's dangerous. That's what the people
Hell
love.
Yeah, that's sexy.
We put it in a tiny cage.
Yep. Yeah.
And then we barely pay attention. We give him one lazy security guard to look after it and one evil scientist.
Mm-hmm.
And then Indominus Rex gets out, kills some people, dies like a dickhead.
But as the Indominus Rex, you don't know that you've given a lazy security. Oh, you're smart. I guess you do know.
I'm like, these people have neglected me. I'm the cleverest dinosaur there ever was.
But... this dinosaur is also kind of an Ubermensch.
Yeah.
Made from all the best bits.
Yeah, but it doesn't have a nice home.
It's the elf.
It's not raised. They're like establishing.
You're right. The question that we're discussing today wasn't...
Is the Indominus Rex good?
No. In fact, it was which character had the worst fictional upbringing.
Yes.
Okay. So, all right. So he's in an enclosure that assuming they're like, hey, you can have...
basically a slave, similar to Anakin.
Anakin, that's true.
But a slave for entertainment.
Yes, exactly. Like a performing, like, circus animal that they've tied up.
Like an ape that is handcuffed to a clown.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, wow. What an image. Holy shit. I need to take a moment.
The clown's smoking a cigarette.
That's terrifying.
And the monkey's got little symbols.
In my mind, it was just a really sad chimp. And I was like, I've entered the wrong part of town.
In my mind, it was a real sad clown.
The chimp loving it. Maybe the clown's tied to the chimp.
The chimp's like...
The clown's in danger. You think the chimp is tied to them, but it's not the case.
So basically, you're the clown in the situation.
Yeah,
you're
absolutely. And also, it's established later on that the Indominus Rex is a social animal because it like hangs out with the Velociraptors and does little ah, 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 to each other or whatever. That's my dinosaur noise.
That's a bark.
Like
no.
Woof, woof.
That's the dino.
It kind of is like a, you know. I can't. Stop mocking
look at me.
Mate.
I'm a raptor.
But it's established.
Let's just make a chicken noise. Whoop, whoop, whoop.
It's established.
Oh, it's clucking. Whoop, whoop. Oh, you hungry, fella?
Well, excuse me.
What noise does a cat make? You know, the cat, you know.
Well, I'd like to hear your best impersonation of a raptor, then. Yeah, that's what I thought.
Oh, that's good.
douches isn't, Zammets isn't bad. No, that's fair.
But we know that the Indominus Rex gets on with raptors. Like, it has a good time with them, but it's just left alone in its cage.
It just seems quite lonely.
Yeah.
And what noise does it make in its cage? Fuck, that was pathetic.
It's sad in its cage.
It is sad.
And then they bring in Chris Pratt, and they're like, Chris Pratt's going to talk to you in raptor.
He points at one and points at the other. He's like, yes, pointing.
raptor discussion.
Oh, bluey.
Yeah. And then it
blue,
gets
you
out.
You talk to red. Red, you talk to green. Green, you talk to me. Me. Actually, I'm talking to blue now. Yeah, blue to red.
The whole thing is just pointing in a different direction, going,
But he's so handsome.
Consume.
Yeah. That's how it should have ended.
Then the Indominus Rex gets out and eats the park.
Which is pretty neat, you know?
But no, none of our other people that we've brought up, our other childhoods, have ended in a sweet revenge. Anakin does kill all those kids, I guess.
And then all the Jedi.
And the Jedi.
Yeah, that's a good point. No, that's fair.
And then he does end up killing Sheev.
Yeah, that's true.
He kills all his father figures.
That's a good point.
Well, he doesn't kill Watto.
We don't know.
Time kills water.
Time kills water. Or maybe a bat. We don't know.
One of them Tatooine bats.
Eek! I mean a bat as in like a...
Like a baseball bat.
But a bigger water coming and grabbing water out of the sky and flying off.
There's always a bigger water. They get feral the bigger they get.
I can also imagine Jabba the Hutt eating him.
Yeah, me too. He's like a snack for Jabba the Hutt.
What
Jabba
race?
Make? Right?
What?
Jabba the Hutt.
What noise does he make? Yeah.
Oh, yeah, but it's like real deep.
Because you can imagine like the young Watto.
You're really good at Jabba the Hutt, but can't do a dinosaur.
What's going on? So
can
the
you do that rat friend he's got?
He's great. Hey. He's me. He's who I identify with in the Star Wars trilogy. So the Indominus Rex, I don't know, doesn't really have a father figure, and it's
is
only
Chris Pratt's father
doesn't have
figure?
A parent figure at all, and it's only put on stage, like it's only created, its sole function is to be entertaining, and it won't be entertaining.
You know who this is sounding very similar to?
Mm-hmm.
King Kong.
Yeah, it is like King Kong.
Except King Kong, not a baby.
Yeah, and
he's
King
pretty
Kong
young though. His mum and dad died.
That's true.
King Kong, baby.
How old?
King Kong is baby. King Kong big but little.
King Kong big baby.
Big.
Yeah.
But little.
Big baby.
But King Kong must have been
King
raised.
Kong raised by New York.
Yeah, King Kong baby because maybe like is it Marion? What's her name?
Marion, yeah.
Yeah. Maybe we're all thinking like, yes, he's love. No, motherfucker.
Maybe.
Maybe. Yeah. Maybe I miss a mum.
But King Kong,
he's put out his hand, he goes, ooh. But ooh. That ooh means mum.
Yeah. And that ooh means I miss you, mummy. I'm sad.
Ooh.
Well, King Kong must have been raised by bigger gorillas at some point. Yeah. So then his upbringing, has it ended? Because he's no longer being brought up. He's fending for himself.
And then he climbs up, but then he falls down.
But his parents, they die.
Yeah.
Is there a version of King Kong where he doesn't die?
Where he just keeps going.
he
climbs up to heaven.
It's also good to imagine that King Kong where he doesn't die means he gets to the top and then gets down and walks back to the island. Yeah. King Kong's... Oh, he's leaving.
What's your plan now, Kong?
Ooh.
Oh. It's really like that lovely shame
climb back down. Gentle King Kong tiptoeing around the 1920s cars.
Does King Kong kill people?
Yeah.
Yeah, he eats them.
Good, just checking.
Just like the Indominus Rex.
Yeah. But I guess if I'm arguing that King Kong stopped being brought up when his parents died, the Indominus Rex, I guess, stops being brought up when it leaves its cage.
But Indominus Rex is also, how old is it?
It's hard. Young. Yeah, it's pretty young.
Think like, the scientist be its father figure?
Yeah.
If you're grown in a lab, Frankenstein. That's a Frankenstein's monster. That's a pretty bad upbringing.
Actually, yeah, Frankenstein.
It's kind of the Indominus Rex is similar. It's kind of the same thing.
Hey, if you don't name your kid, is it Frankenstein rules? Like, if I have a kid and I'm just like, I'm not naming this kid.
That becomes Joel's monster.
Joel's monster.
Yeah. Well, if you had a kid but you didn't name it, I would have to refer to it as Joel's son or Joel's daughter.
Or Joel's monster.
Yeah, or Joel's. If you were like, no, Jackson, it's my monster.
When the little kid's like playing up and ripping things, like, no, it's
Joel's monster. Joel's monster.
For some reason. Yeah, that's good.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, Frankenstein monsters are terrible.
It's kind of... Well, it's kind of
getting your dad's like, ah, kill it.
Imagine being made and you're like, well, okay, first I got to deal with the fact that I'm alive. That's rough. That's hard to deal with. But I got it. And then your dad's like, yuck, I shouldn't have done this.
Shit. Well,
but then blind girl is like, let me read you a book. And he's like, yes. Raised by blind girl. Kills blind girl.
Oh, no.
Frankenstein's monster. Dad hates. Meets new mom. Kills new mom.
Yeah.
Scared. Demands wife. Gets wife?
No. Gets almost wife.
I don't know. Almost doesn't wife. Get wife.
Meet young
dad
girl.
Dad changes mind. Mm.
Meet young girl. Pet
chase
head.
Dad.
To no, the Arctic.
Girl. Yeah.
In the forever. Arctic meet sea captain. Yes. Pretty good day.
I love Frankenstein's Monster's Diary.
It's good. It's good.
It's interesting.
Well, how many absent dads are we going to give the Indominus Rex?
I just don't know how, like it's just, I mean, it's lonely.
Yeah, it's just, look, it's not. It's,
but, like, his dad, I'm guessing, is like one of the scientists. And it's the like scientist finding a there.
Yeah.
Dog in a gutter. My analogies are real weird today.
It's like finding a dog in the gutter that goes rabid, you got to put down.
Yeah.
That's sad.
That's sad.
It's sad, but I'm not going to be like, oh, that dog's parents.
I had a bad upbringing.
Yeah, the dog had a bad upbringing. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, because I don't know if it's like, is it nature versus nurture?
Yeah, well, that's the question. Is the Indominus Rex evil inherent, or is it raised wrong?
Or was it raised good because the raising was part of the creation and scientists were like, we're going to give it a good brain.
That's true. Maybe.
Yeah. I made it make. Oh, the problem was it was too smart. It's like a whole Flowers for Algernon biz.
Yeah, I suppose.
It's too smart for his
They'd
own.
They'd made the Indominus Rex a bit more of a dumb fuck. None of this would have
exactly.
happened.
Exactly. If they'd raise it with, like, you know, like, you know, a dog brain or whatever, had a look at the doors and been like, fuck.
It's not happening.
A dinosaur with a dog brain is scary.
It's cool that they started mixing. They're like, all right, we get some reptilian DNA, frog. Chuck some dog in? Yeah, oh. Chuck some dog in.
Yeah, chuck some dog in.
Yeah, see what happens. Why not?
A dog brain would have fixed a lot of that problem,
that's
you know?
That's true.
Put a man's brain in it.
Nah, worst problem.
Well, there are some fan theories that it's got human DNA in it, and that's why it's so clever. That's pretty rough, upbringing-wise.
I don't know if human DNA makes you clever.
Yeah.
You got heaps of it, Jackson. You're dumb as shit.
I got too much of it. Do you reckon if you were in the same position as the Indominus Rex, you would have done the same thing?
I mean, I would have been mad. Okay,
if they were like, ladies and gentlemen... It's the Jowls.
Oh, I think I would have been mad.
So would
I
you
can
be,
camouflage.
You're saying you'd be annoyed to work in show business or a performer.
No, you've been genetically bred by InGen scientists.
Uh-huh. So
to be a clown.
Yeah, so, yeah. Jackson,
so you're like, you look in the mirror and you're like, this fucking grease paint won't come off.
You're a terrible clown abomination, the two
so
of you.
So Pugliese or whatever his name is.
You're Pugliese.
And yeah, because you've got to appeal to the lowest common denominator.
But Doctor, I am the Indominus Rex.
Yeah, would you get angry, flee your cage and murder people?
I would think I would get angry, maybe flee my cage, maybe not murder.
Performing feels good sometimes.
Am I rewarded for... Again, if I gave him the dog brain, they could have given him a bit of meat, scratching the belly and away he goes.
Scratching a dinosaur on a belly after feeding it meat is scary.
It seems...
People are nothing if not meat.
It seems like they really neglect the Indominus Rex. It's like nobody at the cage when people go to, like, when they're like, hey, Chris Pratt, here's the Indominus Rex. There's just like one guy.
I feel that's less about like a terrible upbringing and maybe like...
terrible
like,
park security. Like, it's almost like Jurassic Park / World is a bad idea.
It's like dropping your kid off at like, say, a childcare and the staff at the childcare are crap.
They just aren't there.
Yeah. Like, you look after my baby, Yeah. Go on their phone. I don't know.
Leave.
Maybe it's the kind of thing where it's actually just Jurassic World's problem. Like, they got so much going on. They can't pay attention to the random genetic experiment they've got over.
They're one headlining act.
Yeah. Well, maybe it was a bad idea. I would hate to see the Indominus Rex.
And it's camouflage anyway.
Well, it's just boring. It's like a...
Here's a hot thing.
Yeah.
Dinosaurs, except for the big, like, Brontosaurus. Who gives a shit?
Yeah.
No, but the audience, they want to see him carnivore.
If they'd made the horrible clown abomination...
Here's a fucking thing. Zoos occasionally do live feedings. You know what everyone does? fucking hates it because it's awful to see.
Yeah, it's rough.
You don't want to watch a lion eat a fucking giraffe. No, that's bad.
No. There was that. Yeah, there was that zoo, and then they had to kill a giraffe, and they fed it to lions, and everyone could watch, and no one was happy. There were so many complaints, and outrage because of it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's but also, you don't know. I mean, like, I know this is just ragging on Jurassic World, right?
I don't know. No, brave call. I know a lot.
You don't know every dinosaur. Okay, that's a bold claim, but I believe it's true.
Yeah. Give me a dinosaur. Just name one.
Pachycephalosaurus.
I know it.
I feel like that was a trap, but
give me another one.
Stegosaurus.
No, I know that one too.
Maybe I'm wrong. But imagine the three of us are at Jurassic World.
Yep.
And we've been looking at the dinos. It's been a great day. We're sunburned. It's a hot day.
Yeah. I forgot to bring a hat.
It's Isle of Natura or whatever.
Yeah, exactly. Sure. And we see
Isle de Muertos.
The island from Pirates of the Caribbean that can't be found except by those who already know where it is.
Exactly. So, that's where the island is.
That doesn't make sense. Anyway, continue.
So
pirate rules are dumb as hell. Shut up, pirates. You're not even good. You're just thieves with a boat.
Fuck. You just fuck. If any pirates are listening to this, they are gonna be living.
Fuck, man.
It's crazy to watch pirates get called. No, you're not. What makes it so powerful. That's the hottest take. But if we saw the Indominus Rex, I don't know enough about dinosaurs to not know that that's a new... You know what
it's
I mean?
It's kind of like when you go to the zoo.
Yeah.
There's an empty enclosure. Or it's an enclosure, but you can't see the animal because of like its camouflage or it's asleep or whatever. You're not like, wow. You're like...
Oh yeah.
On to the next enclosure.
Yeah, exactly. You look in for a bit and you're like, oh, there's the big cat up the back.
Yeah. If only I had a big stick I could poke it with.
Yeah, cool. And then you leave. It'd be the same thing. I'd be looking in and I'd be like, I guess this was fine. I know that back there we can literally ride them, so let's spend all day there.
Yeah.
If I see a dinosaur, I want to touch a dinosaur, you know?
Yeah.
I want to hold one of those brontosauruses around its big neck and choke it out.
Not allowed.
No, I want to punch one of them.
Yeah,
neck.
Oh my God.
The side and be like,
it just got a, it's like a swan's neck. You know, a swan's neck's almost like evolutionarily designed to be choked.
Everyone talks about the existence of like the banana is the proof of the existence
swan's
of God.
Swan's neck is proof of God. It's true.
It fits in the palm of your hands.
Something
that's why
about
the queen protects them or whatever.
Yeah, the queen.
Because like
she wants to break all of them necks themselves.
Yeah, she's like, if I didn't put a rule down, all these swans would be dead.
Everyone would. It's just a whole big thing.
So not only is the Indominus Rex neglected and raised wrong, if everything went to plan, no one would care and they'd probably put it down.
Yeah, at least give it some people to like another one to play with. Yeah. Or at least the raptors to just to chill with.
What happens if you put two in a thing? Do they fight? Or
well,
they
only made the one, like idiots.
Yeah.
And also, I don't know, if you've got the ability to make mutants, you know?
Yeah.
If you've got the ability to make terrible abominations, crimes against God,
yeah.
Make a snake with a man's head, whatever.
You have the power to spit in God's face.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Give me some kind of big worm with an arm.
Yeah.
Oh, a worm that has a worm's head but an arm as a tail.
Yes.
And it climbs trees. It just holds onto trees.
One big hand.
Imagine they were just like, we made the Indominus Rex, but we turned the leg genome up like crazy. And it's like it's like a caterpillar dinosaur. And I'm like, this is all right.
I still can't get over a worm with a hand for a tail. That's good. Like, just like a powerful arm.
Are you imagining it walking like
no, I'm imagining
like
a
thing?
No, from... I'm imagining it like, so... Look, when you're looking at this, my elbow is its head, so it's like kind of just like that.
Oh, and
your hand is the tail.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. I see that. I see. Yeah, see, all of these would be great.
Yeah.
The Indominus Rex,
maybe a
boring.
Thumb for a head, but then it has worm mouth in the top of the thumb.
Oh, no.
So a hand, then worm body, then a thumb.
Yes.
Fuck, now that rules.
The thumb is like... fingernail pointing to the sky.
And you know what's great about that?
I can
not
I can
gonna
make
fucking
it happen.
Kill me.
Yeah.
Well, mine.
Well, look.
That's it's horrible if it does.
It's
if you wake up being choked by
the No. It's big boys. I want you to think of the Indominus Rex. That size. It might kill you.
No, like, I didn't solve the killing problem. It might kill you, but it's cool.
It's great to see it and we're like, should we make a big? You're like, well, how big can we make?
So what are we talking? We're talking as big as a car?
No. I'm like, 40% big. You're like, well, we can go 50.
50% big. You're bloody 70% big.
Well, might as well go 60-70%
big. And look, 70, I prefer round numbers, so let's just suck it to 100.
Let's call it 100% big.
By then, 100%. Everyone's like, that's 100%. But we can go bigger.
Yeah. Double or nothing, fellas.
200% big. Bam.
So we got this giant mutant arm that chokes us all. And we're like, damn, if only that had a better father figure.
If you create two, they can clap.
Aren't you glad we didn't make the Indominus Rex? That would have sucked.
So I guess that worm had the worst upbringing of all. Us.
Us being like, what if he was bigger? Nah, look, son, if only you were bigger, you wouldn't be a disappointment to me.
It's thumb mouth screams.
It's thumb about that wide, like the size of a big tree sliding
I've
in.
Given it vocal cords for some reason, so I can just be like...
Yeah, look.
Why did you make me so big?
Oh, you say big, I say small.
We could have made you bigger.
Oh!
And to be perfectly honest, it wasn't my decision to stop.
Sacre bleu!
Where you are, I wanted at least another.
No, father!
Another 30% big. But here we are.
Am I a worm or am I a man?
You're a disappointment. Is what I'm trying to say.
Sad, salty worm tears rolling down his beautiful pink cheeks.
Thumbs you to death. Yeah.
Well, then Papa goes dead.
And on that note, I've been Joel.
I've been Jackson.
And I've also been Joel.
Papa.
Thanks for listening, and if you want to follow us on Twitter, you can find us at Sanspance Radio, or you can find us individually. I'm at Douche13.
I'm at Old Dog the Dead.
And I'm at Goddammit Zammit.
If you want to hear our other shows, you can head to SanspanceRadio.com, and you'll find all our other content there. There's heaps, and if you want to support us, head to SanspancePlus.com. Thank you again for listening, and we'll see you again next time. Good night for now.
But not forever.
Kisses.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.